they were a good solid outfit as with a back four as well, and it's not easy to get in at this level.
Brazil have won the World Cup three times. It's a good benchmark tonight really for you, isn't it, to show that you can match them like that
and be better than them as well. I think that you're right. You know, we know they've got a good history in FIFA competitions in every age range, obviously including the seniors, so it's the type of games that we need. Yes, preparing for the World Cup, but also preparing for the long term vision as well of, you know, we want our players to be successful at senior competitions, and the process already started in giving them that opportunity. And we know when we go to India, it's going to be a squad game, as every tournament is. That showed in Croatia in the summer, the Euros, and it's important that we mix things around and we give everyone an opportunity to again play at international level, but obviously to stake a bit of a claim as well.
And you obviously found penalties. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. You know, and great. You know, and we will do penalties after every game, because we're gonna have to get good at it. And we're gonna have to give the players the experience of it. And we'll take a win on penalties any day.
Well, first half, you looked like you made Brazil look pretty ordinary.
When we have the ball, we know we're at our best, and when we play as a team and we get the ball speed nice and high and we get good positioning, we know that we can, you know, be a really good outfit in any game. And yeah, I agree with you. I think we looked really good in the first half. I would have liked us to have been a little bit more ruthless in the final third with our crosses and our finishes, and maybe got some shots away a little bit earlier. But in terms of getting into that area, I thought we looked really good. Yeah,
I thought you were outstanding first half, and this is the progress that you're making, isn't it, against Brazil? Now you're disappointed not winning.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look a bit further than that. You've got to look at the performance as well, and it's a long term plan, this. And of course, you know, we're preparing for a World Cup and we want to win every game that we play, but we also want to be playing and developing the players in with a long term vision in mind as well.
You talked about opportunity. Was it a coincidence? You look at someone like Oakley Booth, who's, you know, been on the bench last week. He does shine at this level, doesn't he?
I think all the players do, without sitting on the fence and talking about individual players. I really think all over the pitch today and in units, you know, you look at the back four and you could look at every single one of them and think you had a really good game with and without the ball today, you know. And I think they played 20 games last year and didn't lose one, you know. And then to agree with your comments, we were the team that looked, I know we're at home and, you know, there's a bit of a crowd behind us and all that sort of stuff, but we were the team that looked the better overall at night. But I think personally we've got good players I know we've got good players all over the pitch, and I think the most important thing for us is we play as a team, because that is what is going to be important at this level and international level going forward. And I thought, you know, if there's an option to pass to somebody else in a better position, I know they won't turn down that opportunity, because they are a very together group of lads.
I know you don't like picking out individuals, but who is your standout player?
You're right, I don't like picking out.
I thought Foden was impressive again.
As I said to Mike, there's good players all over the pitch. For us, we're looking at the team, we're looking at the spirit, we're looking at the identity, and of course you need good players to perform, but they'll take it in turns, this slot, in terms of who's going to be the best players on a particular night.
So it's going to be a bit of a culture shock in India. It's going to be presumably really warm.
Yeah.
Is there anything you can sort of do in advance? Obviously, when you get out there, you can get used to it. But is there anything you can do in the lead up?
Yeah, I think we can. We've already been doing a lot of research and speaking to a lot of different sports and different people that have worked out in India, and just listen to the, you know, I spoke to Steve Coppell at length, who was really helpful. There's Teddy Sheringham's obviously gone out there. I haven't spoken to Teddy, but we'd love to get in touch with him, see what his initial feelings are. But that is international football. We went to Chile 2 years ago, and that was a South America was a completely different experience and opportunity. And I think what we've got to do is get our preparation right. Talk to the players. They talk to us about how they're feeling and what might be, you know, the things that might be hard to overcome, but make sure we turn it into a positive and get excited. You know, it's going to be brilliant. I mean, the interest out there in India is massive. I think they've sold over a million tickets already. So it's going to be a one-off football and life experience. We're going to make sure we're going to go there and do our best and enjoy. And it will be a learning experience, however it goes.